So how y'all doing anyway? Everybody doing all right? It's been a while since we've been here.
Show me your tits. No.
Oh, God. Please, God. Why don't I tell y'all a dirty story? I like a dirty story. Everybody likes a dirty story. We just broke up. Except he and I moved to Memphis in the process, and it sucked, and we had a miserable time. And we both worked shitty jobs, and our lives were kind of unraveling in various ways. But every Sunday, the one thing we had to kind of look forward to is we'd go out and we'd have lunch. We'd go out and have the meet and three at this place called Ferguson's. It was like, yeah. Place called Ferguson's. It was pretty close to where we lived. And we'd get there about 12:30, hungover as hell and stinking, still kind of half drunk from the night before. And it was the place that all the people would go to when church would let out. So we'd get there just as it was about to pack out, with everybody in their best Sunday clothes, having just gone to hear about the Lord for an hour. We were just there for our macaroni and cheese, our sweet tea, and some really good catfish. Nonetheless, during that time period, Gigi Allen came and played in Memphis at our little infamous punk rock club, The Antenna, where me and him used to play in our old band back in the day. We didn't go to that show. We didn't have the money. We probably wouldn't have wanted to anyway, but nonetheless, he came to town and he made quite the impression on our local little town. And there was like a story in the Weekly Rag about it, talking all about it. And it was awesome. Especially when you're sitting there at Ferguson's Cafe waiting for your catfish to come and your macaroni and cheese and your sweet tea. And there's this old couple that looks like Thurston Howell and Lovey from Gilligan's Island, just fresh out of church. And they're waiting for their macaroni and cheese and catfish and sweet tea. And he's reading the paper, and he reads about the Gigi Allen show. And he starts commenting to his wife about it. And there was probably a moment in time around that fall when I seriously thought of just ending it all. But how hard I laughed that day might have been the thing that carried me through it. And I wrote this song as a love song. It's called The Night Gigi Allen Came to Town. We were bored. There was nothing. Time. like Gigi Allen who came to town. And honey, I don't believe this. The old man in Ferguson's cafe started saying,